October 8th. Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Life of Exile. On this day in 1970, the Russian dissident author Alexander Solzhenitsyn was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Among his best-known books are One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich and The Gulag Archipelago, which drew upon his experiences in forced labor camps. Although he was a loyal Red Army officer during the Second World War, he was accused of anti-Soviet propaganda in 1945 and sentenced to 8 years in a labor camp. Following the demise of Stalin, Solzhenitsyn was freed from exile by Khrushchev and was even allowed in 1962 to publish One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich within the Soviet Union, where it became a huge bestseller despite its politically charged themes. This publication was truly remarkable. Fellow Russian Boris Pasternak's novel Dr. Zhivago had to be smuggled out of the Soviet Union to an Italian publisher only 5 years earlier. Although he was exiled from the Soviet Union in 1974, Solzhenitsyn was allowed back 20 years later and died in Moscow in 2008, aged 89. Much of his life had been characterized by exile. This poem, by American poet Harold Hart Crane, gives some of that exiled feeling. It's called Exile. My hands have not touched pleasure since your hands, no, nor my lips freed laughter since farewell. And with the day, distance again expands, voiceless between us, as an uncoiled shell. Yet love endures, though starving and alone. A dove's wings clung around my heart each night with surging gentleness, and the blue stone set in the tristring has but worn more bright. Today I ask to feel sympathy with all exiles and to offer them the hand of welcome.